This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're watching one documentary a month on Marketplace themes for Econ Extra Credit. This month's doc is called Ascension, which earned an Oscar nomination this year. It's a look at China's vast economy using a close-up lens. What does the transformation look like in a series of filmed postcards? The film opens with an open-air job market where a jobs recruiter looking like a carnival barker offers the equivalent of $3 an hour for factory work. Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak streamed the film from our bureau in Shanghai. Hey, Jen.
Morning, David.
In China, as depicted in this film, there's this promise that the type of work that you're seeing, often monotonous, soul-destroying even, we might call it dehumanizing, but the film's title is Ascension. So does it actually work in China? Do you rise up?
For a lot of these families, they have. And so when they have children, if all goes according to plan, then their children go to university, get a good job, get a good pay, get a better life. Of course, recently that's somewhat been challenged because China's economy is not growing as fast. And so they can't produce enough high-paying jobs to absorb the graduates. Like this year, we're looking at 10 million of them.
And it struck me watching this, we should be careful about othering China as we view this film. I mean, you can find soul-destroying work here in the U.S. of A, depending on where you point your camera, right?
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, Chinese workers, like in America, they also believe that if they work hard, they can succeed. What I would say is maybe it's more intense here than in the U.S. for two reasons. China has 1.4 billion people. Competition is fierce. And it's also built into the pay structure when you're looking at things like manufacturing jobs. So people get a base pay and they earn more if they work more. So here people work long hours, 6-day work weeks. And the jobs are lucrative enough for the past four decades that we've seen people willing to move hundreds of miles away, leaving their spouses, young children behind to work in factories.
Yeah, in the U.S., we also fervently believe in the American dream. But, you know, I have bookmarked a World Economic Forum set of charts fairly recent that suggests that upward mobility is getting harder in the U.S., so there's a contrast there. Now, Ascension, the film, also looks at consumption and how China's middle class are spending on all sorts of things like wave pools, some hiring, you see in the film, Downton Abbey-style butler services. The way they spend is changing the Chinese economy.
Definitely. I mean, in the past, Chinese people were mainly manufacturing for people outside, say in America. But now more Chinese can afford those products, mostly in the cities. And so there's a demand for new services. So that's also creating more non-factory jobs. But I would say to your point about people feeling that the mobility is not as much or not as easy as before, there's certainly a sense of that here in China as well, mainly in the cities where the parents might have already gone to university. And now, as I mentioned before, it's harder for them to get nice, high-paying jobs. But if you're from the countryside, you're starting from a very low base. You have grandparents, parents who talk about not having enough to eat, to children now maybe having meat as a regular part of their diet. That's a huge shift.
Marketplace's China correspondent Jennifer Pak in Shanghai helping us with our Econ Extra Credit movie this month called Ascension. Jennifer, thank you.
Thanks, David.